Hello and welcome to the Print Pod. I'm Shiv and today I'm reading an article written by Palash Barua and D.L. Wankar in which they elaborates about vocational education training. They say that data shows over 84% of Indian didn't get any vocational education training. Vocational and technical training has been the central pillar of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's ambitious skill-building mission since 2015. It is also the feature that will drive India's Atmanirbhar Bharat push. But data reveals that despite the government's high priority, the uptake for vocational and technical training has been surprisingly low. It is no wonder that many commentators are saying this has been languishing in neglect and needs to be infused with some gati shakti. In 2020 to 2021, over 84% of Indians between 12 to 59 of age group did not receive vocational and technical training. If fewer people are receiving VTT, that is vocational and technical training, then this calls for a greater awareness campaign like other flagship programs such as Swachh Bharat. With a COVID-battered economy, India can't afford to go slow on a program that has tremendous potential to catapult both the manufacturing and services sector. We looked at the government's periodic labor force surveys, that is PLFS data, for the period of 2017 to 2018 and 2020 to 2021. While there is so much talk about pushing VTT to bridge the employability gap, we found that the program is yet to achieve the desired result. The PLFS dataset shows that 92.6% of the people surveyed in the age group of 12 to 59 during 2017 to 18 and 84.4% during 2020 to 21 did not receive any VTT, with a marginal 3 basis point difference favoring the urban areas as against the rural. The situation is worse for women, with 95.6% in 2017 to 18 and about 90% in 2020 to 21. Not receiving VTT, compared with men about 90% and 79% for the respective periods. The lower level of VTT is one of the causes for a faltering growth in labor productivity. The above results imply that only 7.4% in 2017 to 18 and 15.6% in 2020 to 21 of the people in the age group of 12 to 59 received some form of VTT. This does not augur well for a country that aspires to become a hub of manufacturing and financial services. We also found that out of those who received some form of VTT, almost half received learning on the job or are accounted for as self-learning during both the periods for which data is available. The same trend was visible in both rural and urban areas. Learning on the job and self-learning means that there was no formal training provided and people learn and pick up skills as they work. Formal VTT, which the PLFS defines as training that is acquired through institutions or organizations, accounted for only 1.8% in 2017 to 18. This marginally increased to 3% in 2020 to 2021. People received such formal training in urban areas is 2 to 3 times those in rural areas. It is also seen that males in both rural and urban areas accounted for a higher share compared to females. People who received VTT for carrying out hereditary activities account for less than 1.5% in 2017 to 18, which more than doubled to 3.8% in 2020 to 21. However, when compared to the overall scenario, it accounted for only about 1/4 to 1/5 of those who received VTT. No wonder people pursuing hereditary jobs are on the decline. Further analysis showed that people across age groups did not receive any training above 89% in 2017 to 18 and above 78% in 2020 to 21. Hence, the spread of malaise is age immune. Moreover, out of the total 36 surveyed, 20 states and duties in 2017-18 and 23 states and duties in 2020-21 recorded higher than the national average of people who did not receive VTT. A very large share of India's population cutting across age groups did not receive any form of skill training, with the bulk of such population coming from rural areas and comprising women. It is the lack of demand or the supply shortage of skills programs or the inadequate infrastructure and trainers that is hampering the spread of VTT. With limited data set available from the PLFS, it is not possible to get a satisfactory answer. Only an in-depth analysis would be able to provide us with the much-needed answer. Both the public and private sectors should shoulder the responsibility to build an efficient and competitive workforce, specifically targeting the youth. A fresh relook at the approach to extend the spread and depth of skill programs is the need of the hour. Thank you for the listening. We will be back with the next episode of the Print Pod. Till then, goodbye.